Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie. Today's show features the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman, in a concert of the music of Charles Mingus, one of the most significant American composers of the 20th century. Charles Mingus was a jazz bass player who came to prominence during the bop era, during the 40s, playing with Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, and others. When he started fronting his own small groups, they played only Mingus's original music. He was a prolific composer, credited with over 300 compositions, and I'd stress compositions, not tunes. Mingus's music is melodic, but the textures are equally important. He very much admired Duke Ellington, even played in the Ellington Band for a while, and while Mingus never imitated Ellington, the rich textures and raw emotion of Ellington's music is also central to Mingus's music. Charles Mingus rarely had the opportunity to lead large ensembles, but during his lifetime and after, a lot of his music has been arranged for big band by Cy Johnson, Jack Walrath, and others, including Bob Hammer, who now makes his home in the Seattle area. There is a Mingus big band which has a long-running gig on Monday nights at Jazz Standard in New York City. The Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra plays Mingus's music from the 50s to the 70s in this concert, recorded at the Kirkland Performance Center. It was the finale of the SRJO season. The concert opens with just the rhythm section on stage, Randy Halberstadt on piano, Phil Sparks on bass, and Clarence A. Cox on drums. The full band will join in after the rhythm section sets the scene for Boogie Stop Shuffle.
Jay Thomas. Alex Dugdale on the alto saxophone. Clarence Acox on the drums. And that was Randy Halberstadt once again on the piano. Randy Halberstadt. We'd like to now continue on with some more of the great music of Charles Mingus. He's a composer who we feel is, like many of the greats, Miles Davis, Duke Ellington, really beyond category. He was a virtuoso bassist. They say that he played the bass fretboard as if it was a keyboard on a piano, and he had the kind of facility that a pianist would have when pushing the piano keyboard. He was also a composer, an intellect, did lots of things in his life, and he used his position as an artist to advocate different political stances. One of them that we would like to pay tribute to in the next piece is Fables of Faubus. Now, Orville Faubus was the governor of Arkansas that I know many of you remember, where he called out the state militia in order to prevent the desegregation of schools in Arkansas, even in spite of the Supreme Court ordering him to do the opposite. So Mingus had this very poignant and bitter statement to make about it. We won't go into all of the poetry that he included in his original version, but there's some great stuff to be heard. 2, 4, 6, 8, he'll teach you how to hate. You get the idea. He used his position to entertain people, but also get his message across. We would like to pay tribute to that to Charles Mingus and all that he did for jazz and for our society, and Fables of Faubus. We have the arranger who has written so many pieces for this band, this piece was originally written for the Mingus Band by a great musician, pianist, and talent who lives in North Kirkland, and I know he's in the house with us today, Bob Hammer. Where are you, Bob Hammer? There he is. Our thanks to Bob for all he's done for this band. In our 20 years together, much of what we've played has been written by Bob, and we're very much in his debt. We will feature a variety of people, but we'll hear a lot from Mark Taylor on this next piece here. It's Fables of Faubus. Thank you. Mark Taylor on the tenor saxophone.
You're listening to a concert of music of Charles Mingus, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra co-director Clarence A. Cox.
Charles Mingus actually played with Duke Ellington, and Duke Ellington fired him. But Charles Mingus said that Duke Ellington fired him in such an elegant fashion, he didn't feel bad about it, because Duke Ellington had a way with words. And Charles Mingus walked away uplifted at the way he fired him. So he wrote this in tribute to Duke Ellington. It's called Duke Ellington's Sound of Love, and it features our bass player Phil Sparks extensively. Duke Ellington's Sound of Love. Starts off with Randy Halberstadt on piano. Thank you.
Phil Sparks on the bass. Phil Sparks. We would like to now feature once again the composer's side of Charles Mingus, where he really did spend time studying Debussy, Ravel, even Beethoven, and is primarily a self-trained composer. And this next piece will show his extraordinary skill. This is "The Shoes of the Fisherman's Wife Are Some Jive-Ass Slippers." We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Travis Rennie, Mark Taylor, tenor saxophonist.
You're listening to music of Charles Mingus, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence A. Cox and Michael Brockman. This concert, the final one of the season, played at the Kirkland Performance Center in June. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Clarence A. Cox.
Charles Mingus spent an awful lot of time in New York and Manhattan, and especially Times Square. So this next composition is one of his, and it's very appropriately titled Nostalgia in Times Square.
Thank you.
That's Alex Dugdale on the alto saxophone. Michael Van Bever. Michael Van Bever on the trumpet. How about that? Now we'd like to continue on now with another piece that will feature Bill Ramsey, and this is named after Lester Young. Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. It's an arrangement again by the great Bob Hammer. Franny on the tenor saxophone. Phil Ramsey on the baritone saxophone. Yeah.
Music of Charles Mingus, played by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in this concert from the Kirkland Performance Center, coming to you today here on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Michael Brockman.
We would like to close out now with a terrific piece. This was a piece that Mingus wrote in tribute to the people of Haiti. They've been through so much, their revolution in the last century, but then lots of political problems. And then, of course, this has freshness because the earthquakes that they suffered a few years ago are still a major problem for them. So we would like to play this final piece in our concert in tribute to the people of Haiti, as did Charles Mingus. This is called the Haitian Fight Song. Haitian Fight Song. David Marriott Jr. on the trombone, lead trombone chair. Thomas Marriott on the trumpet. And the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. Bill Sparks on bass. Randy Halberstadt. Clarence Acox on the drums. Andy Omdahl on lead trumpet. David Bentley on the bass trombone. And Bill Ramsey on the baritone.
Concluding this concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, co-directed by Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman, you've just heard Haitian Fight Song, composed by Charles Mingus and arranged by Cy Johnson. We hope you've enjoyed this concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra. It was the final concert in the series of the 2014-2015 season. Next season has been announced, and for more information on that, see the SRJO website, srjo.org, and you'll find complete information there about the upcoming concerts. Our thanks to Clarence Acox and Michael Brockman and all the musicians of the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra for their cooperation in bringing this music to you on Jazz Northwest. We spent last weekend recording at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend, and we'll be bringing you broadcasts from that festival starting in 2 weeks. On August 16th, we'll hear an all-star group with Terrell Stafford, Steve Wilson, Eric Reed, Dan Balmer, Chuck Dierdorf, and Matt Wilson. That's 2 weeks from today for the first in our series from Jazzport Townsend. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.